on the right wing. Clary down to the baseline. Nelson. Nelson uses the pivot. Fires out now to Jones. Back to Clary. High post. Turning in is Burkram. Back to Nelson. Knocked away. Picked up now by the Hornets. Back the other way. The Hornets with the basketball. Wagner drives baseline. Kicks it back out to Lummis. Lummis on a drive. Plants low. Tough shot. Goes. Good move. Cooper Lummis. That makes it 27-14. 5 minutes remaining here in the half. Burkram and Pommering. The Bulldogs lift it to Clary. Pommering, right side Burkram. Down low, Nelson. Kicks it back out. Burkram. Out of Pommering. Top of the circle to Jones. Keegan with a long lob. Top of the circle backing up for a shot is Pommering. It bounces up and no good and tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulldogs. It'll be Wazika Subban basketball. Cody Burns back into the game. Hope your Valentine's Day has been good. I know they were busy today at Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Congratulations to Ellen Dietz of Richland Center, the Valentine's Day giveaway winner at Added Touch Floral. That's awesome. Congratulations there, Ellen. This is WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. High school boys basketball tonight. Wazika Steuben trailing 27-14 to Ithaca, 4:24 remaining in the first half. Pass comes left side on the drive. Scoring on the baseline is Cooley. And the Hornets putting on a little bit of a run now, 27-16 Ithaca. Pommering and Clary take the ball to the right side in front of the Hornet bench. Back to Clary. Left side, Cody Burns. Down low, Nelson. Nelson back to Clary. Three on the way. Top of the key. Won't stay. Rebound pulled down by the Hornets. And they'll take it back the other way as Ithaca falls back on the defense. Driving with the ball. Now back to Martin. Martin, right side, Mitchell. Clint looking for a cutter through the lane. Throws it to Lummis. And he's going to contort his body. Gets it up. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down now by Wes Nelson. Back it goes to Sammy Clary. So the Bulldogs clean the glass, and Ithaca will set it up. Ball on the left side, Pommering. Back to Clary. Clary, top of the circle. Throws it right side to Nelson. Now back to Clary. Left side on a drive. There's a dump low for Burkram. Inside to Burns. Knocked away. And out of bounds, it'll be Hornet basketball. Good defense. The Hornets continue to try and make this run. Theodore Millen checks into the game for the Hornets. And the ball comes in play. It'll be Hornet basketball, 3:15 remaining in the first half. Ithaca by 11. Now a steal at midcourt. Burkram picks the pocket, lays it in. Good for two. First basket for Ethan Burkram, and that makes it 29-16. Hornets with the ball, 3 minutes remaining. And at midcourt, the Bulldogs are going to be called for foul number 8. That'll put the Hornets at the free throw line. And that's on Casey Pommering, which is his second. Houston Boland checks back into the game for Ithaca. And going to the free throw line, the Hornets, Cooper Lummis. 5 points tonight. A couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and that one is good. That'll make it 29-17. One more coming up for Lummis. Certainly a common name in that school district. Free throw good on both accounts. And that makes it 29-18. Back to an 11-point game. Bulldogs get it to Nelson. He drives in the lane, goes up for a shot, and is fouled on the play. So it looks like he will go to the free throw line. Foul marked on the Hornets. Only their third foul. So Nelson takes aim. Foul against Theodore Millen. That's his first. Nelson with 2 points tonight. Free throw number one is on iron and no good. One more coming up. Riverdale girls leading Boscobel 21-17. That game's at halftime now. This one in the air and that one is good for Wes Nelson. That makes it a 30-18 game. 12-point lead for Ithaca. Just under 3 minutes remaining in the first half. Hornets with a basketball in the backcourt. Back to Lummis. Lummis up to Martin. Called for traveling. And it goes back to Ithaca at the midcourt line. So Ithaca will put it in play. Hornets fall back into a 2-3 zone. Sammy Clary grabs the ball, throws to Berkram on the right side. Back to Cody Burns. Now Berkram. Clary moves up from the baseline. Gives it back to Berkram. Out of Clary. Sammy throws it low. Bolin, deep baseline, back to Clary. Sammy for three. No good. Rims out. Gets his own miss. Top of the circle. Throws it down to the baseline. Burns. Burns back to Clary. Wide open in the lane. No, wouldn't go. Rebound pulled down by Lummis. And the Hornets running and gunning. Lummis down low. Shot of the way. Good. Off the glass and down. And here come the Hornets. 30-20. Ball game score. 10-point game. Bulldogs have led pretty consistently by 15 or so in this contest. So around the wheel it goes. Clary, left side, Berkram. A minute 48 remaining. Back to Boland. Houston gives it back to Sammy Clary. Left wing, that's Berkram. Clary penetrates a bit, throws it low. I'm wide open. Oh, underlays. Bulldogs are getting too wide open of shots. I think they need to be contested more. It seems like they do better, huh? Rebound is going to be pulled down by Lummis. Lummis down to the baseline. Cooley. Cooley plows through. Missed it. Now picked up by Millen. Tough shot on the way. No good. Tipped around. Last touch by the Hornets. It will be Ithaca basketball. Into the game for the Hornets. Francisco Riorda. And a timeout has been issued. A minute 20 remaining in the first half. Ithaca 30. Wasika Steuben 20 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
30-20, our score here at Ithaca. A minute 20 remaining in the first half. I'm Phil Nee, our engineer tonight, Mr. Fabulous. And the Bulldogs have led from the get-go, went up 8-0 in this game, right now leading by 10. Boland goes to the wing, now fires it off top of the key. Berkram back to the left side, Burns. Now Berkram, right side, Sammy Clary. Back to Berkram. Bulldogs reverse pivot, give it off to Boland. Boland back to the top of the circle. Now Berkram. Berkram right side. Cody Burns. Bulldogs working it for a good one. We're under a minute remaining in the first half. Pass goes to Berkram. Back to Boland. Houston holds the ball up. Gives it back to Berkram. Berkram throws it inside. Burns. Left side. There's Boland. Ein coming down the lane. Burns lays it in. Good. Good movement of the ball by the Bulldogs, and Cody Burns has his first basket. Hornets throw it the other way. They're going to score just a few seconds later. So 32-22, the ball game score. And 24 seconds remaining in the first half. Sammy Clary goes into low gear, top of the circle, holds it above his head, 17 seconds. Boland, right wing, back to Clary. Ball fake, throws it left side for Berkram. Now Clary, top of the circle, on a drive, back to Boland. Boland looking in, we're down to 4 seconds. Clary on a drive, gets in gear, 15-footer is good, at the buzzer. Sammy Clary timed it right and makes it 34-22, Ithaca here at the break. Again, the JV game tied, and they left it at that. First time I think I've ever seen that, but because of the roads, they called it a draw, and a 43-43 tie goes in the books this year. We'll go to halftime of the Dairyland Transportation High School update and look ahead toward this busy high school sports weekend. More coming up here from WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School sports update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Ithaca Weston is headed to Mineral Point tomorrow for WIAA regional action, and there's girls wrestling going on tonight. I ask co-head coach Troy Clary of Ithaca Weston about those events.
Mineral Point's really, really strong this year. Iowa Grant's really strong. Them two teams are just, they're going to make it a very interesting regional there.
Do you think that one of those teams will be the team to come out to represent a team sectional?
I do. I think Mineral Point has, stepped up from last year. They've really got strong individuals, especially in the lightweights and all the way up to the middleweights. They got a pretty decent heavyweight that's strong. Aquinas will come down from the lacrosse area. They definitely will challenge them. So I know Aquinas is pretty hungry to get to state. They haven't been there yet. And they've been close the last probably 4 or 5 years.
So the girls' tournament is separate on Friday night. Are you glad to see the girls getting their own tournament this year?
It'll make it a shorter day for Saturday, at least, so we don't have all them there. But, they deserve their own night, which is going to be nice for them. And being a Friday night and not a whole day on Saturday is going to be decent, too. So, they have deserve the right to have their own individual regional.
So this weekend, your wrestlers will have to be top of their game to get through here, won't they?
They will. They need to be ready, and that's kind of what we've been working on, is just positioning. We've wrestled just about everybody at the regional, so we need to know, if we have faced an individual there that has beaten us before, we need to improve on what will work for us and get back to our game plan instead of wrestling their game plan.
Does it seem like it should be this time of year, Troy?
The weather's saying so, no, not for me. It seems like it just came up so fast, and, it just came here, and I'm not quite ready for it myself. It's just, so in 3 weeks, the season will be done.
Co-head coach Troy Clary of Ithaca Weston. Join us for wrestling coverage, reports, and scores beginning with our morning sports updates tomorrow, and then wrestling action beginning at 10 tomorrow from Richland Center, Dodgeville, and Mineral Point High Schools. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and 3 loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
In rural Hill Point, folks know they can count on Arneson Service and Repair for all their repair needs. With state-of-the-art diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they've got the know-how to keep your car, truck, lawnmower, and farm equipment running smoothly. From fixing hydraulic hoses to selling ag and auto tires, welding, and custom metal fabricating, they've got you covered. Plus, they're your local dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers and DR Power equipment. Give Arneson Service and Repair a call at 986-4300 or visit Arneson's Repair.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Going on now through February 21st. For $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg Dining Table with 4 chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. we are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
When it comes to mobile service, support makes all the difference. Y-Connect Wireless offers the power of the nation's largest and most reliable network, paired with the friendly local customer care you trust. Stay connected with big coverage and small-town service that's always there for you. Experience the 5G network you deserve, backed by a team that knows your name. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 until 5:30, and Saturday 9 to 1. Y-Connect Wireless. Big service, local care.
W-R-C-O. The Ithaca boys lead at halftime, 34-22 over Wazika Steuben. First half scoring, Devin Iam has 10 points, 7 for Sammy Clary, 6 by Casey Pomering. Also from there, total of 4 points by Keegan Jones, 3 for Wes Nelson, and 2 each for Cody Burns and Ethan Burkrum. Scoring for Wazika Steuben, the scoring is between 3 players. Cooper Lummis with 9, Julius Cooley has 8, and Brett Wagner has 5. The Hornets have made 1 3-pointer. They are 5 of 6 from the free throw line. On the other side, the Bulldogs have made 1 3-pointer. They are 1 for 3 from the free throw line. Foul difficulty, a couple of players for Ithaca with 2, Casey Pomering and Cody Burns. And let's see, for Wazika Steuben, Clint Mitchell has 2. Hornets only were called for 3 fouls in the first half. Once again, 34-22, the halftime score in favor of the Wazika Steuben Hornets. The Ithaca Bulldogs over Wazika Steuben. And the season going by really quickly for Ithaca after this evening's game. They have just a total of 3 games left. They're all on the road. They'll be at Cashton on Monday, Tuesday at Lafarge, Friday at Seneca. And on the other side for the Hornets, they have a game with Lancaster at home on Thursday, North Crawford on Friday. They will take on Fenimore the following Monday, and they'll be at New Lisbon on the following Thursday. So a total of 4 games after tonight for the Hornets. 34-22, Ithaca leads. Wazika Steuben here at Ithaca. We'll be back with the second half coming up next from WRCO Sports.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Burnt again. Kenny here with my Easy Bake Oven. I have been working on my surprise for Valentine's Day, but I haven't had much success. But Christie's will be serving up cupcake, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other treats to fit that special day. Pre-order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. We would love to share in this special day, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
KCO. Welcome back to Ithaca. The Bulldogs leading it 34-22 over Wazika Steuben in area boys basketball tonight. Phil Nee with you, and good to have you along for this one on a winter night. Riverdale getting the lead against Boscobel in girls basketball tonight, 29-24. Platteville leading Richland Center. That game is underway, 14-1 in Platteville this evening. Hornets with the basketball. We're underway. Ball comes to the left side, Theodore Millen, and the Bulldogs are in a man-to-man defense. Pass goes back to Cooley. Off a screen, coming near side is Lummis, throws it into the lane. Nothing there. Now the flip back to Millen, and he will score. Theodore Millen, and Wazika has the first basket of the half. That makes it a 10-point game, 34-24. Hornets fall back to a 2-3 zone. Casey Pomering throws it over to Sammy Clary. Pomering, top of the circle. Back to Burns. Airmails it to Clary. Down to the baseline. There's Iam. Ball fake. Goes low. No. Call for traveling. That'll put it back in the hands of the Hornets. It goes the other way for Wazika Steuben. Bulldogs fall back into a full court press. Ball comes near side to Wagner. Wagner. Now Mitchell up the sideline. Throws it to Cooley. Cooley lobs it back to the near side. Wagner down to the baseline. Hornets looking, throwing it, low post. They'll skip it to the corner. Around the wheel it goes. Again, back to Cooley coming down the boulevard. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound, Iam. Good job by Devin on the defense. Held his own, didn't foul, and gets the rebound. Passes off now on the near side for Clary. Three on the way. Bulldogs, good. Sammy Clary with his second triple, and Ithaca goes up by 13. 37-24, and Ithaca knocks it into the stands at midcourt on the defense. So it will belong to the Hornets over on the sideline. Hornets will put it in play. Sammy Clary has to tie the shoelace. And here we go. Pass comes in play. The Hornets with the ball on the near side. Wagner up the sideline. Lummis. Lummis drives down low. Tough shot up. And that is good for number three, Julius Cooley. He's got 10 points. 37-26. Hornets within 11. And the Bulldogs with a basketball. Nelson throws it to the high post. Pomering turns in, gives it back to Nelson. Back out to Clary. Three on the way. On the rim, no good. Up in the air, rebound by Lummis. Cooper bringing it across the half-court line. Three on three, holds it up now. Now pulls up, free throw line area. 16-footer, no good. Rebound pulled down by Devin Iam and the Bulldogs. Ithaca leading by 11. Clary runs it across the timeline. Takes it to Nelson. Back to Sammy. Right side, it's Pomering for three, and got it. That one rolled around and stayed down. Bulldogs go up by 14, 40-26. Ball game score. Hornets break the press, knocked away by Clary, picked up by Pomering. Casey into the front court. Casey leaves it off to Cody Burns. Back to Pomering. He looks, gives to Iam. Now to Pomering on the right wing. Throws it over to Nelson. Nelson just up for the baseline. Bulldogs overload it. Far side in front of their bench. Now back to the top of the circle and Pomering. Clary on the left side. Sammy looking. Throws it. Now they've got a deep baseline pass. A little give to the lane from Iam to Nelson. Good. Wes Nelson scores. 42-26. And the Bulldogs have opened it up again. They've got that trap going at midcourt. And now getting loose with it is Lummis. Back to Mitchell. Clint. Back to Lummis on the near side. We're 3 minutes into the second half, and Lummis will drive, spins down low, tries to get open, and a jump ball call. Beat up by Wesley Nelson, and the jump ball puts it back in the hands of the Bulldogs. So, timeout for another shoelace to be tied. That's why I wear Velcro. I don't have to worry about tying my shoes tonight. Wish I would have had that back in kindergarten. Pass comes in play. The Bulldogs have the ball, 42-26. Pass comes to the right side, Clary. Down to the baseline, Pomering. Lobs back to Burns. Burns on the left wing, drives. Fires to the baseline, caught by Iam. Around the wheel it goes. Right side, Pomering for three. On the rim, no good. Fought for, rebound by Clary. Tries to throw it off a Hornet player, and he does. It'll be Ithaca basketball. Royal boys leading Brookwood 52-15 at half. Argyle Pecatonica leading Belmont 77-73. Here's a pass to the corner on the inbound. Three-pointer on the way, no good for Pomering. And a foul called on the rebound attempt. Ball rolls out of bounds. And a foul called on Ithaca. That will be on Wes Nelson. That's his first. Our engineer, Tim Thiet, says about 2 inches of snow at the radio studios now. It came quickly. Pass comes around the wheel. Left side, Hornets down to the baseline. Ball fake for Loomis. Drives in, leans in, and scores from the low post. Cooper Loomis with a total of 11 points. And that makes it 42-28. Ithaca basketball. Sammy Clary across the timeline. Setting it up, top of the wheel. Casey Pomering on the right side. Clary to Wes Nelson. Nelson back to Clary. 16-footer on the rim. Won't walk in. Fought for. Rebound by the Hornets. And they get a stop on the rebound. And we'll take it out now and set it up. Clint Mitchell skips it off to the right side. Cooley with the ball. Give and go low for the Hornets. Nothing there. They'll kick it back out to the corner. And Riorda. Hornets bring it left side. Now back to the top of the circle. Riorda on a drive. Throws it down low. Knocked away by Sammy Clary. Picked up now across the timeline. Nelson over to Burns. Cody backs up. Three-pointer on the way. Good. Cody Burns with a bird's-eye view in the corner. That makes it 45-28. Ithaca, 13:15 remaining here in the ballgame. Hornets break it across the timeline. Loomis with the ball, airmails it back to Wagner. He'll shoot an NBA link three and gets it. Nothing but net for Wagner, his second triple. 45-31. Sammy Clary runs it across the half-court line. Off to Cody Burns, back to Clary. Inside Pomering, turnaround throws it low, and it's intended for Iam. Can't get it. Back to Nelson, down the boulevard, scores. Wes Nelson with 7 points now, 47-31. Bulldogs, 12 and a half to play in the game. Mitchell up the sideline. It's knocked away, picked up now by the Hornets. Mitchell, ball comes back, tipped away by Loomis. Throws it low, a little lob for the far side. Shot on the way, a Cooley shot blocked by Pomering. Up ahead to Burns, leading the charge. Shot on the way and good. Tony Burns and the Bulldogs break the press, and it makes it 49-31. Hornets with the ball. They'll let it roll up the sideline. Wagner, near side three on the way for the Hornets. No good for Loomis. Chased down by Casey Pomering. Casey across half court. Stops, gives it off to Nelson. Nelson back to Pomering. Top of the circle, left side, Burns. Burns uses the dribble. Gives it back to Pomering. Wes Nelson. Now back to Clary. Bounce feet down low. Nice move. Iam. A little double pump and he scores. Devin Iam with 12 and the Bulldogs lead by 20. Their biggest lead, 51-31. Kind of accelerated here in the second half. The Hornets breaking the pressure. Ball kicked by Clary and out of bounds. It will be Hornets basketball. Back into the game, Ethan Burkram and Keegan Jones for Ithaca. Checking in for Wanzika Steuben, Josh Martin. So the Hornets looking to put it in play, and they will. They'll kick it in. Loomis for three on the way, no good. Rebound, Cody Burns. Burns swings it out to Clary up the sideline. Jones back to Clary. It's going to be a nice pass down low. Wes Nelson scores off of Sammy Clary assist. Nelson with 9 points, 53-31, and the Bulldogs continue padding their bank account here tonight. 11:08 remaining in the ballgame. Ball comes across the timeline. Martin down to the baseline. Mitchell down low. Loomis fakes the D and scores. Cooper Loomis puts it in. Timeout. Wanzika Steuben. 53-33, Ithaca. 10:56 remaining in the ballgame on WRCO. And we want to say, must be a special Cooper Loomis. Looks like he's got over 1,000 points. I was not aware of this. He's got signs up, and he has given the ball. Congratulations to Cooper Loomis. Nice round of applause for both sides. That's awesome. Cooper Loomis is a junior. So that confirms it. Nice job. 1,000-point score, Cooper Lummis. And again, he's only a junior. Very impressive. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
At U.S. Cellular, get the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus on us. No trade-in needed. And stay a step ahead with Galaxy AI, including you, misunderstood texter.
Why do people think I'm so frustrated?
Well, your last text said, "Where are you?" in all caps.
That's not frustrated. That's efficient.
Galaxy AI gives you helpful tips before you need it, with friendlier options like, just checking in, are you on your way?
Wow, I'm so polite now.
Stay a step ahead and get the Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on us. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Both teams recognizing an outstanding achievement. That's good sportsmanship. The ball is back in the hands of the Bulldogs, and they'll set up shot down low. Wes Nelson, reverse lay-in, good. Bulldogs strike back with a 55-33 lead and a traveling call on Wazika Steuben. The Bulldogs will get the ball back into the game for the Hornets. Number 23, Theodore Millen. And the inbounder will be Cody Burns. Burns on the baseline will put it in play. Gives the ball a tap, throws it in play. That's Berkram. Berkram gives it back to Jones. Keegan backs up toward half court. Guarded closely. Ball comes to Pommering on the left side. Back to Jones. Jones throws it to Berkram on the wing. Back to Jones. Now near side, Burns for three. On the way, no good. Rebounded by the Hornets, Brett Wagner. Wagner with the up ahead, throws it to Mitchell. Mitchell in the front court, drops it down low to Millen. He's in a crowd, shot on the way, won't go. The rebound pulled out of there by Casey Pommering for the Bulldogs. Casey will bring it the other way across the half court line. Free throw line left, now backs off toward half court. Fires a pass to Berkram. Berkram and Pommering out on top for the Bulldogs. Back it goes to Berkram. He's looking inside. Now throws it to Keegan Jones. Left wing, top of the wheel, Pommering. Right side, Berkram. Down to the baseline is cut off. Throws it a high post. And that's Burns. Back to Pommering. He'll drive. He'll shoot. It's on the rim. No good. Rebound up and stuck on the rim by Berkram. Stuck between the basket and the backboard. And it'll go out of bounds for the Hornets. Houston Boland and Caden Keller will check in for the Bulldogs. We have 9 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in tonight's game here at Ithaca. Get lots of games starting early tonight as a result of the winter weather. Hornets with the ball on a drive and now losing his balance and going down in the lane is Martin. Kind of slipped a little bit and did not get the shot off, so it goes back to the Bulldogs. No backcourt pressure from the Hornets, and bringing the ball is Casey Pommering. Pommering on the left side, fires it off now to Ethan Berkram. Down to the corner, now Boland at the high post. Boland gives it back to Berkram. Inside Boland, and now Oliver goes to Keller. Keller to the corner, Nelson. Bulldogs setting up shop, leading 55-33. Pass comes back to Nelson, top of the key. Pommering, right wing. Pommering drives, throws it high and out of bounds. Closest person was Aaron Hipsch in the coach's box. So an unforced turnover. Wes Nelson goes out for the Bulldogs. Back in is Devin Eim, and on the drive is Wagner. Wagner hands off to Cooper Lummis, and the Bulldogs, again in man-to-man defense, leading 55-33. Pass goes to Millen in the corner. Knocked away. Picked up now by Eim. Behind the back dribble, and he's got it. Takes it off to the left side. And now setting it up. Bulldogs back inside. Shot up and good by Josh Martin. Martin makes it 57-35. And a timeout taken. Timeout taken now by the Bulldogs, it looks like. Timeout with 8:12 remaining here in the ball game. Bulldogs have built a big lead in the second half. High school boys basketball coming your way tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center and Richland Center.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been your trusted partner for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf and cattle housing, garages, and homes. From farm and commercial buildings to residential projects, the Templin crew delivers top-quality pole buildings, siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right, get it done local. Call 585-3101 today for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, building excellence one project at a time.
Wazika Steuben basketball. It is in the hands of Theodore Millen. Millen with the basketball goes to the right side and Josh Martin. Martin on a drive, hangs in the air, shot on the rim, and it is good. So Josh Martin makes the basket, and that makes it a 57-35 ball game. Bulldog basketball setting it up on the right side. Dante Kleinsaucer, Devin Iam, and Houston Bowen on the far side. Pass goes low. They'll kick it back to Keller. Keller with the ball, looking. Nothing there. Throws it inside. Back to Bolin. Now to Keller. Back to the right side and Pomering. The Bulldogs taking some time off the clock. Kleinsaucer on the right wing, looking for a cutter through the lane. The Hornets remain in a man-to-man defense. Bolin down the left wing. Looking to the inside. And now throws it. Coming off the screen is Casey Pomering. Top of the circle. Goes to the right side, throws it low. That's Keller. Throws it back in bounds, intending it for Boland, and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Hornets. Riverdale leading basketball and girls basketball, 45-43. Down the stretch in that one tonight. Platteville leading Richland Center, 42-10 in girls basketball. Wazika Steuben with the ball. They'll throw it to the high post. Josh Martin back to Lummis. He'll drive, lean in, and score. Cooper Lummis with the basket, and it's a 20-point game, 57-37. Bulldogs, Keller on the near side, throws it back to Devin Iam. Left side for Kleinsaucer, down to the baseline, Boland. Boland looking for a cutter through the lane, back to Keller. Bulldogs have successfully rotated lineups pretty well tonight. Different combinations of players, and they've got one out there now that's not played together yet tonight. This one to Iam down low. He'll post it back up for the outside. Kleinsaucer, yeah, for three. Dante Kleinsaucer makes it 60-37 in favor of the Bulldogs. 6:10 to play in the game. Clint Mitchell with the ball. Throws it back to Josh Martin. Left side, Millen down low. Lummis challenging and scores. Cooper Lummis getting the 1,000-point plateau a couple of baskets ago, but playing free and easy now. I'm not sure if he was putting any pressure on himself or not, but sometimes when those things happen, players just relax after that. It's like, whew, that's done. Now I can go on with more of my career. Kleinsaucer on the wing for the Bulldogs. Looks to the inside instead, gives it out to Keller. Now to Bolin. Bolin pivots low back to Caden in the lane to Devin Iam. He'll go in and score. Devin Iam with another basket, 16 points tonight, 62-39. Ithaca, 5:20 to play. Lummis down to the baseline, Josh Martin. Martin on a drive, skips it to the corner, knocked loose, and a foul called in the process. Not a lot of fouls in this game. That will be the first on Wazika Steuben. Cody Burns back in, Keegan Jones, and Ethan Burkram. Foul is marked on Wes Nelson, it looks like. Oh, check that. He changed it. Kleinsaucer with his first. Traveling call down the Hornets on the inbound play, and it goes back to the Bulldogs. No backcourt pressure from the Hornets, and the Bulldogs bring it in play. Across the timeline is Burkram. Left side down to Jones, deep baseline. Jones back to Kleinsaucer, three on the way, no good. Rebound tipped around and picked up by the Hornets, and they'll have it. Hornets with the basketball across the timeline, just less than 5 minutes to go. Brett Wagner pulls up, 16-footer, no, and the rebound by the Hornets, and a foul called on Keegan Jones. That will be his first. The Zika Subban girls leading Potosi 14-4 in the first half. Riverdale 45-43 over Boscobel. Fenimore just underway, 5-3 leading Iowa Grant. Quick inbound for the Hornets. Shot by Cooley, no good. Rebound pulled down by Burkram, and Ethan takes it across the half-court line. Burkram drives low, dishes, pass to Keegan Jones, and he will score. Keegan Jones with 6 points, 64-39. Here's the Hornets with a drive at the other end, and a layup by Millen is good. Beating the Bulldog defense back, that makes it 64-41. Caden Keller slows the pace, walks it across the timeline, throws it to the left side, and Ethan Burkram. Burkram on a drive down deep, creates a shot, and he is called, well, he stopped for a foul. Fouled by the Hornets. So the call will be made. Three new Hornets coming into the game for the Hornets. It'll be number 5, Josh Martin. Number 31, Francisco Riorta. And then re-entering is Cooper Lummis. 4 minutes, 8 seconds remaining. Bulldogs with the basketball. Burns into Keller. Keller with the basketball, top of the circle to Kleinsaucer. Dante throws it low. Turnaround by Burns for the low post. Back of the iron, no good. Tipped around. Rebound by Lummis. He'll bring it out toward the half-court line. On the drive is Riorta the other way. Dishes to the lane. Lummis catches. Shot no good. Foul called on the Bulldogs. And Cooper Lummis goes to the free throw line. Fourth Bulldog foul here in this second half. And Lummis goes to the line on the foul by Ethan Burkram. This one in the air, and it is good. One more coming up. 64-42. Hornets could be a tough out in the tournament. Well, both teams, too, but the Hornets won't get as high a seed as the Bulldogs as Lummis makes the second free throw. But they have played competitively against everyone this year. So first round draw, whoever gets them, it's not going to be an easy task, that's for sure. Pass goes down low to Burns. Burns backing in, nothing, gives it back to the inside. And then on a drive, it's up and no good for Burkram. Rebound pulled down by Cooley of Wazika Steuben. 3.5 to play. Riorta catches the ball. Pops it back now to Martin. And it goes to the left side, and Lummis throwing it down low, throw it away. It'll come back to the Bulldogs. Into the game for the Hornets, number 14, Dakota Cox. No backcourt pressure put on by the Hornets. Free sailing for Ethan Burkram. Burkram tries to skip it down low to Cody Burns. Burns drives low, tough shot up, one go. Gets his own miss, pops up, no good, foul called. And that'll put Burns at the free throw line. Going back to the old days with Don Bauer, who was the coach of Wazika Steuben, and Mike Stoddard, who coached here at Ithaca, one of my favorite stories of the two. They had a pretty good rivalry, but Mike Stoddard one time told the announcer, the PA announcer, who was a first-year teacher, didn't really know anybody, filled in the name. Instead of saying Don Bauer, he wrote down a different name, so they introduced the Wazika players, and coaching for the Hornets is Virgil Farquhart. And everybody looked and like, what the? And then, of course, they knew it was a joke from Mr. Stoddard. I'm sure Don got him back. Free throw is no good. Back it goes the other way, and Lummis will lay it in. He's not done yet, scoring some points here tonight for the Hornets. That makes it 65-46. Near side, Keegan Jones penetrates a bit, throws it low, the shot on the way, and that is good on the low block by Cody Burns. And that'll make it 65-45, 2:33 remaining here in the ballgame. Hornets with the ball, top of the circle. Josh Martin goes right side. Dakota Cox down to the baseline. Also just into the game, Casper Shigenda. And the pass goes back to Francisco Riorta. And that will be in for a layup. 67-47. Bulldog ball. Clock down to 2:12 to play. More substitutions coming in a moment. Next dead ball time. Pass comes back to Burkram. Burkram on the right wing. drives to the low post, takes a shot. It's on the way, no good. Loomis with the rebound. And with 2 minutes to go, we'll take it back the other way. Across the timeline, right side, Riorda. Left wheel, Loomis. Here's a three-pointer for the Hornets. And the bank is open for Josh Martin. He makes the basket. 67-50. Hornets continue to crawl a little closer. Timeout is taken, and I believe they're going to bring some substitutes in. Bulldogs will step out for just a moment, and we will as well. A minute 41 remaining, and in boys basketball, the Ithaca leading 67-50 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Welcome back. The Bulldogs bringing in Tyler Steinmetz, seeing his first action. Makai Taula, and it is Sam Jones also into the lineup for the Bulldogs, leading 67-50. It'll be Wazika Steuben basketball. They work it in. They've got Nolan Reed Mulliken in there. The ball knocked away. Keegan Jones chases it into the backcourt and into the front court, and he gets it and brings it off now to Dante Kleinsaucer. Pass comes to the near side and Jones. Sam on a drive to Keegan. Left side to Kleinsaucer. Three on the way. Bulldogs rattles off. Rebound pulled down by Cody Wagner of the Hornets. Exactly a minute remaining in the ball game tonight. Wagner to Shigenda. Top of the wheel, Reed Mulliken. Reed steps back for a three. It is on the rim. No good. Rebound Sam Jones and the Bulldogs. Back the other way. Ithaca leading by 17. Down the final stretches, Tyler Steinmetz on the right side, back to Jones. Steinmetz shoots a three, looks good. Nope, wouldn't stay. Rebound pulled down by Dakota Cox of Wazika Steuben. Down to 30 seconds to play. Cox near side, he'll shoot a three on the way short. Rebound put back up in the lane, and that is good for Nolan Reed Mulliken. Down to 18 seconds, 67-52 Ithaca. And Keegan Jones will walk the ball across the half-court line with 12 seconds to go and brings it off to the near side. And Steinmetz, who holds it, gives it back to Jones. And the Bulldogs are going to show good sportsmanship. Just let it wind down now, and that'll do it. This one belongs to the Bulldogs. 67-52, the final score tonight as Ithaca improves to 8-4 in the Ridge and Valley. And Wazika Steuben falls to 2-11. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is coming up next. This is high school basketball action from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to Ithaca. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is underway. Turning point in this game, looking at the Bulldogs. They had built the lead to 15 at one point, and the Hornets were able to make a comeback and get within 10 points at 34-24. That was right near the beginning of the second half. And then Ithaca got going with a key three from Sammy Clary, who has two of them in the game tonight, and that got them going, and the Bulldogs go the extra mile and get it done here. Had the lead built up to 22 points at one point before Wazika Steuben gets it down and whittles it to 15 at the end of the contest. Again, Sammy Clary with the key three-pointer, and the Bulldogs had at that point a five-point swing, and they get it done tonight, 67-52. That's the run of the game here, sponsored by Duncan. Duncan rewards you. Stop by today for exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. Coming up, more of the postgame show on WRCO and WRCO.com.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Extend the life of your engine with regular oil changes and save at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $31.99. Or upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limits apply. Available in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z. Whether you're looking for someone, someplace, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected. At your fingertips and easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in Southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Welcome back to Ithaca. The Bulldogs get the win, 67-52, and leading the scoring tonight, good balance for Ithaca, 16 for Devin Iam, 11 for Wes Nelson, Cody Burns and Sammy Clary each have 10, 9 for Casey Pommering, and from there, 6 points by Keegan Jones, 3 by Dante Kleinsaucer, and 2 for Ethan Burkrum. Leading the way for the Hornets, Cooper Lummis, who goes over 1,000 points tonight, 21 total, and 1,000 points as a junior. That's pretty impressive. Also, total of 10 points for Julius Cooley, 8 by Brett Wagner, 5 for Josh Martin, 4 for Theodore Millen, and 2 each for Nolan Reed Mulliken and Francisco Riorda. 7 of 8 from the free throw line for the Hornets. They make a total of 3 three-pointers, and for the Bulldogs, 2 of 5 from the line, they make 5 three-point baskets. The JV game wound up in a 43-43 tie. They ended it early because of the bad roads to get the varsity game going, and Ithaca gets the win 67-52 in varsity. Now, the Philly Foot Phone tonight, Riverdale gets the win over Boscobel, 53-50 in girls basketball. Platteville leading Richland Center 45-11. At halftime, Royal 76-25 over Brookwood. That's in the second half of boys basketball. Iowa Grant up on Prairie du Chien, 46-25 at halftime. And let's see if we have any others that were close to finals. I know that quite a few games started early, but this will be one of the earliest done this evening. We'll join you with some high school wrestling. Bill Twining has some reports and recaps of girls wrestling coming up during the 640 and 810 sports reports tomorrow on WRCO. And then it's full coverage at 10 o'clock. But listen to WRCO, because if there are schedule changes, and I'm just kind of presuming that there will be, I'm presuming there will be wrestling. We're sure there will be wrestling, but they could change some of those times just to allow some of the schools, especially from a long ways away, to try and get in and get going there with the first round of regional action. So our coverage set to begin at 10 tomorrow morning. Ithaca gets the victory. Their next action will be against Cashton coming up on Monday night. The next three games for the Bulldogs to finish out the regular campaign will be on the road for Wazika Steuben. They will be hosting Lancaster on Tuesday night. Once again, the final, Ithaca 67, Wazika Steuben 52, and congratulations to Cooper Lummis on going over 1,000 points in his career here for the Hornets. Our game engineered by Tim Feed, and this is Phil Nee saying have a great night. You've been listening to Area Boys Basketball from WRCO Sports.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care, and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour. Second shift over $22 an hour. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers. Search Richland Center or stop by any Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics has been recognized with the highest patient experience rating possible by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The 5-star score comes from surveys sent to patients, asking them about many aspects of their care, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of their rooms, and how well they understood their care plan when leaving the hospital. Responses from the surveys are compiled into one composite score to help patients choose a quality care provider. Thank you to our patients for trusting the Richland Hospital and Clinics with your care.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM Showtech, Biozyme Vitafirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
still standing for us. You make me want to dream sometimes. You make me want to scream sometimes. I never give you up. So no, you are not alone. I am in this too. This is us. This is me. Can you tell me who goes? We're good as it gets sometimes. I wish we never.